From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia under pressure to end its Syrian air campaign. Members of the International Syrian Support Group meet in Munich Thursday as Russia is criticized for causing widespread civilian casualties during its air campaign in support of government forces. The meeting in Germany aimed at finding ways to end the fighting and allow access for humanitarian aid. U.S. officials are quoted as saying Russia has proposed a March 1st ceasefire. Washington insists there be a truce immediately. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Wednesday Washington wants to see a resumption of peace talks suspended last week.
We want to get those talks back up and running. At the same time, you know, when the ISSG met last November, it was agreed that we needed a ceasefire put in place as soon as possible. That was part and parcel of UN Security Council Resolution 2254. So we need to pursue that. And given the facts on the ground, the increase in fighting over the past several days and the alarming number of refugees headed towards the border with Turkey displaced people internally, it's just an added sense of urgency to get that ceasefire in place.
Members of the UN Security Council Wednesday pressed Moscow to halt its airstrikes around the embattled northern city of Aleppo, where a rights group says more than 500 have been killed since February 1st.
Rejim yanlısı olmayan bütün Suriyelilerin.
Meanwhile, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, speaking at The Hague, said Syrian and Russian military operations are an attempt to drive people out who don't support the Assad government. He said these attacks are intended to bring about a kind of ethnic cleansing in Syria. The African Union force in Somalia has warned al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as AU soldiers to carry out attacks. AMISOM says the information plans to dress in AMISOM uniforms and carry out atrocities. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Wednesday unanimously approved tougher sanctions on North Korea and its foreign suppliers following the North's latest rocket launch and nuclear detonation, both banned under previous U.N. Security Council resolution. The measure targets Pyongyang's trade in minerals and other activities that generate hard currency. Senator Robert Menendez said the action is necessary because the U.N. has so far failed to act.
It is not enough to convene the United Nations Security Council for another round of hollow rhetoric that does nothing to the Kim regime, but signal a lack of international commitment to enforcing international will.
The House of Representatives passed similar legislation. It's not clear if President Obama will sign it into law. A South Korean report said the chief of North Korea's military was executed this month on corruption and other charges. Army General Ri Yong-gil, chief of staff of the Korean People's Army, also faced charges of pursuing personal gain. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has purged a series of officials to bolster his grip on power. The head of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, warned Wednesday that falling financial markets and global economic weakness could slow the pace of interest rate increases in the U.S.
These developments, if they prove persistent, could weigh on the outlook for economic activity in the labor market. Although declines in longer-term interest rates and oil prices provide some offset.
She spoke to U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, the dollar retreated in Asia market activity Thursday following the Yellen testimony. The head of the Kenyan Athletics Federation, Isaac Mwangi, has dismissed allegations by two banned athletes that he asked them for money to reduce their suspensions.
These ladies, their cases, now that it is the public domain, was informed to them in Beijing, China. If it was informed in Beijing, China, how then can the federation bring it back and say, you give money and then it's not possible? How?
Joy Sankari and Francisca Koki Mangnunga say Mwangi asked each of them for $24,000 to reduce the four-year bans after testing positive for a banned substance during last year's World Championships. Last year, the president of Athletics Kenya, the vice president and team leader were all suspended after being accused of involvement in the potential subversion of anti-doping control processes. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says its agents are closing in on the last four protesters holed up at the remote Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, where they have been for 40 days. Negotiations to end the protest continue. A day after the New Hampshire state presidential primary election Tuesday, two more Republican candidates dropped out of the race. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina decided to suspend their campaigns for the Republican presidential nomination. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.